Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So I got a couple of movies that I've recently seen that I'm going to tell you about right now. One is an exciting but grim movie that is a little too much like watching the news, but like the Daily Reports, is a riveting and stomach-churning experience that you can't get out of your head. It's Sicario, Day of the Soldado. The further adventures of Josh Brolin, the murky merc CIA, whatever the hell he is, and Benicio del Toro back as the stone-cold avenging hitman, the Sicario. And like the original, it's more bad stuff at the border. Migrants, cartels, terrorists, corrupt cops, American-sanctioned off-the-books black ops, and American government officials who want stuff done, but they don't want to get their hands dirty. Not a very pleasant time at the show. Maybe you have zero tolerance for this kind of thing. But it's got pretty great action. It's got a morally complicated plot and a musical score that will not have anybody whistling a happy tune. You know what it is? It's a bag full of grimness. And if that can be entertainment for you, then Day of the Soldado, it's pretty entertaining. Next up, a movie that lightens the load that will have you singing the title song when you leave the show. It's called Hearts Beat Loud, a father-daughter indie music movie starring Nick Offerman as Frank, a record store owner in Brooklyn and a single dad who starts a band with his reluctant daughter, Sam. And he wants her to, not go to college. She wants to go to college to be a doctor. He says, come on, let's write some songs. Why not? Why be a doctor when you can be in a band with your dad? Well, it's a nice comedy, and when the two of them make a song in this movie and how it all comes together, I'd put it right there with any other music theme movie. Offerman is his usual gruff self, but very nice, and the movie gets great support from Toni Collette, and Ted Danson is a stoner owner of a tavern, and it's great to see Ted Danson once again working behind the bar. And remember this name, Kirstie Clemons. She plays Sam. She's really good. It's a nice story about moving on and changing and finding out what your next play should be. Hearts Beat Loud will put a smile on your face. So there's a couple of options for you. I'm just a regular guy. You can get more reviews at 93XRT.com. And yeah, I'm the regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.